Okay, my next question is President Richard Nixon. Your views of when he was vice president through the Korean War and then to where early in the 60s when he became president.
I remember Nixon when he was Eisenhower's vice president because I was a guard at the White House. The Marine Barracks in Washington, D.C. is the White House guard in case of emergency. Mm-hmm. And I remember distinctly Nixon was a very low-key gentleman. He was a courteous man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had a great deal of intelligence, but I think his aspiration to be president got the better of him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had too much intelligence for his own good. Nixon relied too much after he became president on a group of individuals that couldn't accept criticism.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't accept defeat in any shape or form, and I really believe that Richard Nixon was a good president. I think he was an extremely intelligent president. I think the gentleman had a way about him and a mannerism about him that he could really sit down and negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. With the Chinese, he opened the door in China.
Right.
No doubt about it. He opened the door in Europe for a great deal of people. But his downfall was who he collected around him in the way of mastermind, so to speak, that thought that they could do anything and everything that they wanted to in almost a dictatorial-type situation.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for President Nixon, he got caught up in that.
Yeah.
And he got caught up with about six gentlemen, and I call them gentlemen, but I question that, that sold him down the street for their own gain. And they created within Nixon, a almost a condition of couldn't exist without lying, couldn't live without lying. And they lied about so much, it got so deep and so deep that they didn't know how to come out of it. And so he had to be the fall guy. I don't really believe Nixon had in the back of his head from day one of the Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't believe he even initiated it.
Yeah.
He had henchmen that thought they were the secret henchmen of the Nixon era that could move and do whatever they wanted and get away with it. And they got caught.
Okay, on January 3rd, 1959, Alaska was admitted to the United States.
As the 49th state.
As the 49th state.
Yeah.
And then on August 21st, Hawaii
was admitted
as the 50th state.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think these are wise movements to admit these territories?
Absolutely. I think it was the greatest thing this country's ever done by bringing in both Alaska and Hawaii. In fact, I'll go a step further, and I think Puerto Rico should be made the 51st state.
Really?
Yes. It'll probably never happen, but I think it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
If it isn't done, then we, as taxpayers of this country, should no longer support Puerto Rico, and we should release them as their own country. But the economic gain that this country gained, and the people, the valuable people, that this country gained with Alaska and Hawaii as the 49th and 50th state has increased this country here monetarily wise substantially. The oil reserves in Alaska are endless.
Mm-hmm.
We've made some mistakes up there, true, but I think we've gained more than we've lost.
Mm-hmm.
In Hawaii, the thing that bothers me there is they're the 50th state, but a great deal of Hawaii is owned by foreigners,
mm-hmm.
predominantly Japanese. I think real estate holdings in Hawaii, if I'm not, could be wrong, but I think is almost 70% real estate is owned by Japanese in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I may be wrong, but I really believe that's what's happened. That's the only downfall in that part of the U.S. that I disagree with. I'm not for one that this country should sell off all its land and holdings to a non-citizen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Belt, for the interview. I hope you, the listener, can get some idea of what it was like during the 1950s, during the Korean War. And I hope this interview can make some impact on your life. Thank you very much.